The Collins Dictionary defines a medium as a person through whom communication can be held with the spirit world. So would that make you a middle messenger?
It means that I am like a transmitter or receiving information that I can pass on to someone else from the different levels of consciousness. It's very hard to exactly explain where the information comes from, because myself, I feel we don't know a lot of this stuff at all, and our conscious minds are not capable of handling exactly where the information comes from. It's beyond our ken. But there is definitely a knowing that there are different levels of consciousness and understanding and what you might call dimensions of existence. And being a medium is like pulling information and receiving information from many levels, either higher self, higher consciousness, or other than.
Is being a medium something that you were born having?
As a child, I had sensing of different things in a way that I thought everybody else sensed. I thought people knew how other people felt. You know, it was just something I had, until my mother one day said to me, "That's rude." And then I shut it down and didn't bother anymore, until my grandmother gave me some inclinations and ideas of what I should be doing with myself and direction. But she was actually a spiritualist herself in England, and I didn't know this. She just said, go see a medium and get some help and get some guidance. So she sat down and actually talked with me a little bit about the fact that she had been a bit of a clairvoyant herself, and it had come through the family.
Let's say you're in a grocery store or in just a social environment, a tea house or something, and you get a really strong sense about somebody. Would you be comfortable approaching them, even if they were a stranger, to tell them what your intuition is saying?
I would never do that. No, it's not my position to go and to go up to someone and say, "Oh, I'm sensing this about you." That's an invasion of their privacy. I prefer only to work in a situation where people ask. It's not kosher to go up to someone and just give someone some information. Not unless it's a very serious situation where there's tragedy happening, where there is help needed, or it is a critical situation where that is what's happening in the room. But if it's just someone at a party or a gathering and I pick something up, no, I will not go up to someone and make a comment. And also, I am never turned on. That's a good way of putting it. A medium is not always operating, meaning that we have times where we just do not work. And the time that I work is when someone is asking for it. If we were to be open all the time, we would be basket cases, and it would be totally impossible to think.
So it takes a lot of energy to...
Yeah, and it does take energy. So, you know, people may think, well, we have a medium coming to our party, so you're thinking that the medium is going to be tuning in to everybody. No, that is not true.
You're listening to Focal Point on Village 900. On the phone with me is medium Rosemary Phillips. Because mediumship is something that I don't know anything about, so
yes.
I'm trying to focus on how you would receive your information, whether it would be a voice that comes to you or just a thought.
There are many forms of medium. I'm what's called a clairsentient or clairaudient, meaning that I hear things, and it's hearing within the mind. It's not hearing externally. It's not an outward sound that you hear. So I, as a clairaudient, I hear audio, right, inside my mind. So I hear information, I hear words, I hear expressions. Sometimes I get dialects of language. Say, for example, if an Irish person's coming through, sometimes I get the Irish lilt, and it'll come through my voice. And the same with messages on information that is to be given. Sometimes even get songs come through. There are those who are clairvoyant, which means they actually see. In my own mind, inwardly, sometimes I also see images so that I can describe a person. I have a vision of someone in my inner mind. There are those who can actually see outwardly, clairvoyant. They can actually see spirits standing in the room. There are those who are clairsentient, can actually smell different dimensional scents. Like, say, for example, someone you knew who is on the other side of life used to wear a particular scent. If you smell the scent coming through the room, that's clairsentient.
I didn't know that there are so many different kinds.
Yeah.
So I think it would be smart for police and the CIA to hire a medium to help
out.
And they
do. Yes, in fact, a medium that I knew very well in Westminster, David Young, he used to come over from the UK, and he used to work out of Vancouver, and actually he was used frequently by the police. They can, for example, hold an object that someone held. That's what you call psychometry, where you hold an object that someone wore, like a sweater or whichever, tune into the object and the vibration, and maybe sense on your connections, it's like connecting to the other dimensions through your inner voice to receive information on where that person may be located. So missing persons are often helped out by mediums.
So if somebody was to come to you who wants to speak to somebody who's passed away or somebody important in their life that they want to be in communication with, how would your intuition connect you with what that person wants?
What needs to be understood is that when visiting a medium, that you don't always necessarily get to contact the person that you feel you would like to contact. The information that is given is information that the other realms feel you need to hear at this time. Sometimes when people are in the spiritual world have passed over from this world, there is a time in which they go through a healing as well. So say someone has passed over, say, in the last month, they may not be able to contact because they are going through their own transition into the other world that they are in. Sometimes there is not a possibility to contact someone who's on the other side because they are off doing other things. So if anyone comes for a reading, there's no guarantee that they'll be in touch with the one person they wish to speak with. But there will be information for them on some level. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Thank you, Sarah, for asking me these questions. It's a very difficult subject, but yet a very simple one, in that life is more than what we think it is.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. It's been a pleasure talking with you.